Podcast 113, Mary, Joseph, and Herod, Ordinary People and Famous People. The Gospel reading for today's podcast is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Today we will consider three of the key players in the Christmas story, Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus, and Herod the Great, King of the Jews. Have you ever wanted to be famous? Have you ever wanted to have that Stan Walker moment when ordinary old you steps out onto the stage of New Zealand's Got Talent or The X Factor or The Voice or whatever the competition is? And the judges' jaws drop as you start singing and the audience start applauding. Well, you get my idea. I guess the reverse of that coin, being famous, is being, well, ordinary. There used to be an old New Zealand folk song about the lyrics start with, "I'm just an ordinary joker, getting old before me time, but my heart's in Taumarunui on the main trunk line." So today we're going to consider a couple of very ordinary people and a very famous person from the Christmas story. The ordinary people, in terms of their day, are Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus. The famous person, in terms of first century Judea, is Herod the Great, King of the Jews. If we'd been resident in Judea at the time of Jesus' birth and been asked to name a famous person, Herod, though not a popular choice, would definitely have made the list. He was the king of Judea, a client king appointed by Rome. He had instituted an amazing building program, including palaces at Jericho, Jerusalem, Herodium, Caesarea, and Masada. He built two complete new cities from scratch, one at Sebaste, the Greek word for Augustus, and on the coast at Caesarea Maritima. But his crowning glory architecturally was the construction of the temple in Jerusalem. This amazing work was begun about 20 BC and not finally finished in all its detail until 63 AD, 83 years in construction. Of course, Herod was infamous as well as famous. We know from the Bible story that he killed the babies under two in Bethlehem, or at least he ordered them to be killed. He also had executed his mother-in-law, one of his favourite 10 wives, and three of his sons. The Roman emperor of the time, Caesar Augustus, made a rather cruel joke that it was safer to be Herod's pig than Herod's son. This was because Herod observed the Jewish dietary laws, though he himself was an Idumean, not a Jew. And if you were a pig on one of his farms, you were safe, but as a son, you might be suspected of plotting to take his throne and so be executed. Herod was definitely famous, both in his lifetime and still today, both for his actions recorded in the Gospel story and as an architect and builder of many great buildings, many of which can still be visited in Israel today. In contrast to Herod the Great, we have Joseph and Mary. They are poor, unremarkable people, a young woman and her betrothed, living out life in a small town, Nazareth, in what is a backwater province, Galilee, of a backwater nation in the Roman Empire, Judea. Galilee, like Taumarunui, was a bit out of the way. It was rural, provincial, mainly a network of small villages, with only one major city, Sepphoris. Yet this very ordinary young woman shows how extraordinary she is when the angel visits her and tells her she is going to give birth to the Messiah. At the time, she is probably around 14 to 15 years old, and she takes a great risk in agreeing to bear this baby. She could be shunned by her village and, in an extreme case, stoned to death for committing adultery before marriage. Yet, she responds in obedience to the angel's call and shows how extraordinary she really is. Joseph is another ordinary person who also faces challenges with the dilemma of Mary's pregnancy. Matthew's gospel is interesting because it's the only gospel that tells Joseph's side of the nativity event. Initially, Joseph is going to divorce Mary quietly, but God appears to him in a dream and explains what is going on. To his credit, Joseph is obedient to this heavenly direction and takes Mary to be his wife. Both Mary and Joseph show courage and faith in stepping out against the cultural norms and traditions of their day. They put obedience to God first, and the birth of the Messiah, Jesus, is the result of their obedience. So what lessons can we draw from these two ordinary people, who are both key players in the drama of the Christmas story? I think there are several. Firstly, if you are famous and wealthy, take care, because as Mary's song, the Magnificat, explains, God promises to bring down the rulers from their thrones and lift up the humble, to fill the hungry with good things, but send the rich empty away. Secondly, God can use ordinary people in extraordinary ways for his loving purpose. If you are an ordinary person, take heart. God knows who you are. He has a purpose for you and for all that you do.